Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A music and adventure swirl.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A hike in the forest and swim in the sea. My meet silly creatures and learn new things. So sing great songs, travel on a train. But build a skyscraper and pilot a plane. Whatever you imagine, whatever you explore.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to learn about creatures that live in the sea and explore the wonderful world of life in the ocean. First, let's learn why seahorses are so amazing. Although these bony little fish have a unique shape, they're not good swimmers. In fact, they are thought to be one of the slowest moving fish in the ocean. They swim through the water by using a tiny fin on their backs. This fin flutters back and forth about 50 times per second. No wonder they can get exhausted when swimming through stormy seas. One of the most interesting things about seahorses is that they mate for life. Seahorse couples greet each other with a ritualistic dance. This is the way they get to know one another. They spin around, link tails, swim side by side, and change colors to match their surroundings. Did you know that the male seahorse is the only animal species on Earth that carries and delivers the babies? While mating, the female seahorse releases eggs into the pouch on the male's abdomen. The male seahorse carries these eggs in his pouch until they are ready to hatch. And did you know that seahorses have no teeth and no stomach? That's why they feed on tiny plankton and fish constantly to stay alive. Let's sing a fun song about seahorses.
What is the little creature with the monkey-like tail? Clinging to the weeds, looking fragile and frail. It has a kangaroo pouch and a long, cute snout. It swims standing up as it looks about. Fish qualities it does not possess, though it has fins to help it swim around. It's not a good swim.
Thank you.
Another amazing animal that lives in the ocean is the blue whale. Blue whales are the largest living mammals and can measure over 100 feet long and weigh over 400,000 pounds. That's as much as 30 elephants. Female blue whales deliver large babies too. Their calves can weigh over 8,000 pounds at birth and gain about 200 pounds each day. What an appetite! Blue whales are good mothers. They nurse and take care of their young. Often, a group of females will have a special nursery where their babies will stay until they are grown. Blue whales have a special language of groans, moans, and pulses, and can be heard by others up to 1,000 miles away. They are the loudest animals on the planet, even louder than a jet engine. Blue whales live long lives with an average lifespan between 80 and 90 years. However, they are an endangered species. That means we need to protect them from becoming extinct. While commercial whaling doesn't happen today, climate and environmental changes, ship strikes, or getting entangled in fishing gear are a threat to these beautiful creatures. Let's learn more about blue whales and other whales that live in the ocean.
Know-it-alls! Whales!
Imagine seeing an animal the size of a fire truck jumping out of the water and landing with a tremendous splash. If you're lucky enough to go whale watching, that's just one of the amazing things you might see a whale do. There are 79 different species of whale in the world. The largest of them can weigh more than 30 elephants. Yet some of these awesome creatures will allow humans to touch them. Whales are mammals, not fish. Like all warm-blooded creatures, whales have to breathe air to survive. They swim to the water's surface and breathe through a blowhole. A blowhole is like a nose on top of its head. Whales also have hair on their bodies and give birth to live young. Baby whales, called calves, drink rich milk from their mother's body. Some calves may gain as much as 200 pounds a day. There are two kinds of whales, baleen whales and toothed whales. Baleen whales have a set of brushes in their mouths called baleen plates. They use the baleen to strain tiny plants and animals called plankton out of the water. Toothed whales have teeth to catch their food. Another way to tell whales apart is by looking at the tops of their heads. Baleen whales have two blowholes. Toothed whales have only one blowhole.
Gray whales.
Gray whales travel from the cold Bering Sea in Alaska to California, Baja, and Mexico to have their babies. This 13,000-mile journey is the longest migration of any mammal. When a baby gray whale is born in these warm waters, it is 16 feet long. That's a big baby. Gray whales are the only baleen whales that feed from the bottom of the ocean. They suck in huge amounts of crabs, worms, and other animals that live in the mud.
Blue whales.
These enormous whales are the largest animals on Earth. Blue whales can grow longer than two school buses put together. They can eat up to 4 tons of plankton and small shrimp called krill a day. That's like eating 32,000 hamburgers. Like most baleen whales, blue whales feed in cold waters and then travel to warmer parts of the world to breed and have their calves.
Killer whales.
Killer whales are swift, deadly predators that live and hunt in family groups called pods. They swim at speeds of up to 34 miles per hour and have 48 curved teeth for biting into their prey. They have even been known to come right out of the water to grab a seal on a beach. Killer whales are also called orcas. There is no record of an orca ever attacking a person in the wild, but they do eat other mammals.
Beluga whales.
Beluga whales live in cold waters where there is lots of ice, so their snowy white coloring makes them very hard to see. Believe it or not, they are sometimes attacked by polar bears.
Narwhals.
Male narwhals have a long spiral tusk that looks like a sword. This tusk is really a tooth that can grow up to 9 feet long.
Sperm whales.
You can tell sperm whales by the huge square heads, dark color, and wrinkled skin. They also have the largest brain in the world. An adult sperm whale's brain can weigh up to 20 pounds. Sperm whales sometimes battle and eat giant squid. You can often see round marks left on their heads and bodies by the struggling squid's tentacles.
Humpback whales.
Can you tell a whale by its tail? You can if it's a humpback. The two halves of a whale's tail are called flukes. No two humpbacks have the same fluke markings, just as no two people have the same fingerprints. Humpback whales have flukes that are 18 feet wide. Many whales make clicks, squeaks, and other vocalizations using their blowholes. Humpback whales are called singing whales because their mating songs are so long and beautiful.
Bowhead whales.
Bowhead whales are the only large whales that spend their entire lives in the Arctic. Bowhead whales can live in very cold waters because they have the thickest layer of fat of any whale. The fat, called blubber, keeps whales warm and cozy. Bowhead whales also have the longest baleen structure of any whale. With baleen plates that are 9 feet long, they can scoop up a lot of krill and plankton.
Bet you didn't know.
A newborn blue whale calf is 24 feet long and weighs 2 tons. It's the biggest baby in the world. Sperm whales spit up a substance called ambergris. It was once used to make perfume. The bowhead whale has the biggest tongue. It can weigh over 1 ton. In the past, whalers called gray whales devilfish because the females used to destroy small boats that got between them and their calves. Whales make sounds that help them locate food and find their way through the ocean. This is called echolocation. Humans are still trying to unlock the many secrets of whales. We are just beginning to learn how deeply whales can dive, how far they can travel, and how intelligent these amazing creatures really are.
Next, we are going to learn about an ocean animal that can be red, green, purple, black, striped, or have dots of color. This creature changes color to blend in with its surroundings to protect itself from predators. This is called camouflage. Can you guess what animal it is? One more hint. This creature is famous for having 8 arms. That's right, you guessed it, the octopus. Octopuses are shy animals that like to live in reef crevices, caves, or even in human pollution, like a tin can. Because they have no bones, they can squeeze their bodies into the tiniest spaces. Octopuses are very good at defending themselves. If an octopus senses danger, it will shoot out an ink-like liquid to confuse the predator. Because the liquid smells like the octopus, the predator will attack the blob of black liquid, and the octopus will swim away. But if a predator does latch on to one of its arms, the octopus can eject the arm to escape. This is not a problem for the octopus because it can regrow a new arm in its place. A female octopus can lay up to 400,000 eggs, and she takes her job of protecting them very seriously. Day after day, she will guard her eggs, never leaving them until they hatch, which takes about 5 months. Sadly, the female octopus will die shortly after her babies are born. Octopuses are one of the ocean's most fascinating creatures.
You might think I'm scary, but I'm really very shy. I have a boneless body on which I do rely. I hide in rocky caves or a cozy little den and wait for a tasty crab to quickly apprehend. I'm known for my tentacles. I have 8 arms in all, with hundreds of suction cups, I really have a ball. I use my arms to cling to things. I use my arms to catch lobsters and crabs, which I quickly try to snatch. Shy octopus, that really is so true. I change colors depending on my I sense real danger. I have a special tool. I spray an ink-like liquid for the enemy I'll fool. I'm really quite a swimmer. Like a rocket, I will dart in any direction. With grace, I will depart. But when it's time to lay my eggs, I'll no longer roam, for I'll string my eggs along the walls of my cozy home. I'll clean the water and I'll wait. My eggs I must protect, for predators would like my eggs. To that I do object, and so I'll wait until they hatch. On me they do rely, and then it's time for me to go, and so I say goodbye. Shy octopus, that really is so true. I change colors depending on my mood, and if I sense real danger, special tool. I spray an ink-like liquid for the enemy I'll fool.
I hope you learned a lot today about creatures that live in the sea. Next time you look at the ocean, just imagine all the hundreds of different animals that live there. And know that each one has its own special features and talents. Until next time, keep asking questions, remain curious about the world around you, and enjoy learning about new things. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
Anne-Marie Kelly. Wild Precious Life is a podcast about dreaming big, digging in and connecting across distance, division, and loss. In each episode, I talk with prize-winning writers, musicians, and wanderers who remind all of us how we can make the most of the time we have. So meet me here. Let's walk and talk and dream and discover what it means to be wild, precious, and brave.